This week's added extra comes from Gerard O'Donnell, whose full interview can be heard if you follow the link to episode number 5. In his interview, Gerard talked about remembering the day he was born, his modest looks as a child, how he and his friends tortured the neighbourhood and each other, his close bond with his mother, and his relationship with his father. He also talked about coming out of the closet, literally, and the impact the People Power can have in the nation. He also talks about what life was like living with 10 other siblings. In this excerpt, his quick humour got him in trouble with his older brother, Dennis.
So, like, all we had when we were kids was television, really, you know, television and playing outside. And I must have been about, like, 9 at the time. Yeah, definitely 9, because I think it was 1979 or 1980. I was either 9 or 10 anyway. And at the same time, my brother and his girlfriend lived with us. And she was pregnant and she was about to have a baby. One day, anyway, we were sitting down watching TV one evening. I can't remember what we were actually watching, but we were definitely interested in it. Could have been the Hulk. And next thing, my sister-in-law's friend came to the door. So she came into the living room and myself and my brother were sitting on the ground watching the TV. And she said, "Turn that off now and go out of the living room," you know. And we were kind of like, "But we're watching TV," you know what I mean? We used to kind of really always feel kind of hard done by, really, you know. We always felt like, oh, you know, people were taking advantage of us and not taking us seriously because we were children. Well, that's kind of what I felt anyway. So next thing, I was kind of going like, no, we're watching the TV, like we're living in our own house, watching our own TV, kind of, as much as say, kind of, you're an imposter, do you know what I mean? So next thing, anyway, she called my brother, Dennis. I think my brother's name was Dennis, but she couldn't pronounce it properly. She went, Dennis, Gerard and Martin won't get out of the living room. And we were kind of sitting there kind of looking at each other as much as say, like, is she for fucking real? Do you know what I mean? So my brother came in anyway, and he was always beating us up when we were kids. And he was like, oh, come on, you have to get out of the room, blah, blah, blah. You know, this thing. As we were walking out of the room, my sister's friend asked her, she goes, well, Annette, what are you hoping for, a boy or a girl? And as I was walking out of the room, I turned around to her and I said, I don't know what she's hoping for, but I know what she's going to have. Pops. I thought that was hilarious. And my brother Martin, like my younger brother, thought it was hilarious as well. I thought, like, great joke, you know. Next thing, my brother came in, literally picked me up off the ground and ran at a wall with me. Like, I was only a child. Like, and he was like, he must have been about 25, 26 at the time, picked me up and ran and slammed me off a fucking wall. Got the shit kicked out of me anyway, but it was so worth it. It was the first time I remember thinking like, yeah, I'm kind of funny and quick.
If you do enjoy this podcast, please leave a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. By doing so, you will help this podcast get more listeners. You can also like this podcast Facebook page, facebook.com/Michael Meets, or follow me on Twitter at Michael_Conlon, Conlon. Keep living your remarkable life. Until next time.